Wednesday, August 4th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. Resplendent model for us all, receive the humble praise we sing. For while we spread your great renown, we praise God's wondrous work of grace. For our eternal priest and Lord restored to God our fallen race, and by his death as mortal man atoned for us, become our peace. Christ chose you in his tender love to be the steward of his grace, to give his Father glory due and to all peoples lasting life. He raised you to the royal height of teacher, priest, and sacrifice, that by your every word and work his image should be seen in you. From your high throne in heaven's light, remember Holy Church's needs, that all Christ's sheep may follow him to pastures of eternal bliss. O glory to the Trinity, who crown you with your merits joy, who have deserved the recompense of servant worthy of his Lord. Amen. In our psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon, eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. Psalm 62. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy, they take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people, trust him at all times. Pour out your hearts before him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord, you reward each one according to his works. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, seeking your grace and secure protection. We look to you for our stable hope in a constantly changing world. And repeating the first antiphon, eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. And the second antiphon, may God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessing. Psalm 67. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your way be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our Psalm Prayer. Be gracious and bless us, Lord, and let your face shed its light on us, so that we can make you known with reverence and bring forth a harvest of justice. And repeating the second antiphon, may God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. And the third antiphon, through him all things were made, he holds all creation together in himself. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 20. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is the head of the church, the body of the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, through him all things were made, he holds all creation together in himself. And the reading for this Wednesday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. To the elders among you, I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst. Give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint, and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. And a responsory, this is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for him. He spent himself in his service and ever prayed for them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, this is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him, so that he might give them their portion of food at the proper season. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, this is a faithful and wise steward. The Lord entrusted the care of his household to him, so that he might give them their portion of food at the proper season. In our intercessions, Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise for the most anointed, appointed high priest among them and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor. Let us pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders like Moses sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. Let us pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your church with that same Spirit. Let us pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. You yourselves are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. Let us pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life. Let us pray, bring salvation to your people, Lord. And now let's say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray, Almighty and merciful God, who made the priest St. John Vianney wonderful in his pastoral zeal, grant, we pray, that through his intercession and example, we may in charity win brothers and sisters for Christ and attain with them eternal glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.